This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association here in Orlando, Florida. Today, we're speaking with Rick Morrow, who's Director of Commercial Avionics Business Development for BAE Systems. Thanks for being with us, Rick. We're going to talk about a new product that BAE is introducing called the Q-HUD or Quantum HUD for head-up display, and this represents a new technology, a new level of reliability, new display standards. Tell us a little bit about it, Rick.
Well, the Q-HUD is a giant leap forward in the way imagery and symbology is presented to the pilot. What it does effectively is the same thing as what HUDs do today, but the difference is how we get there. Instead of an image being projected onto the combiner glass, this image is injected directly into the side of the combiner glass at a precise angle, which causes a total internal reflection, which gives the pilot this view of the symbology.
Now, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with how HUD technology works in business type or airline type aircraft, this HUD, as I recall from previous designs, kind of pivots down from the overhead and is used only in certain circumstances, or does this appear permanently on the windshield?
This one would appear permanently on the windshield is how we envision it being used. The combiner glass would sit in front of the pilot's eyes, and he will have that ability to see and get his primary flight cues, heading, altitude, speed, etc., a lot of references, right off the symbology without ever looking into the cockpit.
So in some ways, this has more to do with the military-type HUD than it does previous civil HUDs.
The military have used HUDs more dynamically than the civil community, but I think the civil community was probably precluded from using them for a couple different reasons, one of them being price. This will attack the price points that you've seen in the past. It will reduce the size, weight, volume, and the heat generated by a traditional HUD. So it will make HUDs more available to more people from the BizJet regional and air traffic carriers.
Now, you haven't placed a price point on this, correct?
Correct. What we're saying at this point in time is that it will be competitively priced. We know that there are existing products out there that function and do well. But what we see is a technology leap forward that will reduce acquisition cost as well as reduce life cycle cost. Traditional HUD with a large box, lots of lenses and optics, is somewhat difficult to maintain. MTBF on this one will go up substantially, and the affordability of the system is there as well.
Do you have any OEM commitments on this yet? Are you able to announce any?
We're not able to announce any OEM commitments at this point in time, but be assured we are working with several of the OEMs, and the receptivity to this device is outstanding. And we're also working with some of the Tier 1 suppliers to those OEMs, so that we're really covering our bases from a marketing perspective.
Well, let's talk briefly, if we could, about what the pilot sees in this new HUD technology compared to what he would have seen in previous generations.
That's one of the beauties of the system, is that the pilot will not see a difference. Those cues that he's gotten before, he'll still get. This can tie to either a synthetic or enhanced visual system. So it'll be pretty much transparent to the pilot. What he'll miss is that big box above his head that generates heat and that restricts his movement. There is a wider field of view in this and an ability for the pilot to move around in the cockpit better and still see the imagery.
And does the fundamental display technology on this change? It sounds like it does, based on your previous description.
Yeah, the fundamental technology changes dramatically. If you can imagine a combiner that's two pieces of glass with a hologram sandwich between them, that's what we're presenting to the pilot. So the image is injected rather than projected, and what that allows us to do is to waveguide this image to his eyes. In a much different technology and that much different fashion.
When will this system be certified and available?
We're looking at certification and availability in 2010, with the first units being bid basically as we speak right now.
And, of course, it's on display here at the show.
It is on display at the show. You can see the technology and see the crispness of the symbology and how the waveguide works with the hologram and into the new combiner class.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Rick.
Certainly. My pleasure, Paul. If we can answer any questions, please don't hesitate to stop by the booth. Come see us, and we'll give you a demo.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking to Rick Morrow, Director of Commercial Avionics Business Development for BAE Systems. And you can see BAE Systems in booth 1881 here at the show. And the website is www.baesystems.com. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks very much for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Datalink weather leader in flight and every flight.